Every Thursday, we talk about media matters here on Day to Day. And today, we're going to discuss a film from 1965. This is The Battle of Algiers. It's about French paratroopers fighting in the Casbah and the Algerian resistance that ultimately drove them out of their colony in North Africa. That music you're hearing in the background is from the film. For a black and white, foreign language film, this thing was a huge hit back in the 60s. It's a very powerful exploration of colonialism and rebellion. And recently, the Pentagon arranged a special showing of the film so that people at the Pentagon could maybe apply its lessons to Iraq. Charles Paul Freund wrote an article about this for our partners at Slate. And in that article, he said that the lessons of the Battle of Algiers are actually pretty ambiguous. And he spoke with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
Charles Freund, in a flyer circulated by the Pentagon, they described the point of the Battle of Algiers as how to win a battle against terrorism and lose the war of ideas. We'll describe briefly, if you can, the plot of the movie.
The film is broken up into two parts, or two acts, essentially. The first part focuses on a gentleman named Ali Lapointe, who was the hero of the Casbah, the Muslim quarter of Algiers. In those days, it was a mostly European city, mostly French. And it describes his conversion from a street criminal to a partisan for the National Liberation Front, against the French.
And the second half of the movie?
Second half of the movie focuses on the French, a character named Colonel Mathieu, and his campaign of torture to break up the National Liberation Front's efforts in the city of Algiers.
So why do you think the Pentagon sees it as somewhat instructional material as opposed to a piece of art?
Well, there are some interesting apparent parallels. Part of the purpose of my piece was to note that those parallels are more apparent than real. Presumably the Pentagon and others who agree with them see a parallel of forces in the Middle East facing a Western power. In the broad picture, one can see an apparent parallel of confrontation.
And some other groups besides the Pentagon that have seen parallels are terrorist groups, the IRA, the Tamil Tigers of Sri Lanka. What inspiration would they take from the Battle of Algiers?
Algeria's National Liberation Front did teach many groups that came after them the use of guerrilla warfare and terrorism against a much larger power. They're an alternative to the Gandhi strategy of nonviolent opposition, which would not have worked against the French.
And finally, if this isn't the perfect film for all the reasons you talked about, if you were to program a Pentagon film festival, do you have a choice of something that would be instructive for them to watch?
There's a documentary entitled A Savage Kind of War. I think I've got that title right. I was reminded of it, in fact, by some of the people who contacted me after the article came out in Slate, that examines some of the difficulties that take place within a liberationist struggle among those who are fighting the colonialist or imperial power. There are some quite interesting true documentaries subject to distortions of their own, as any work would be, but I think that are closer to the kinds of problems that the U.S. is attempting to deal with in Baghdad than is the Battle of Algiers.
Charles Freund, editor at Reason Magazine and a contributor to Slate, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
That interview from Day to Day's Mike Pesca.